I'll just refer very quickly to what Alistair was saying about the good, bad, and ugly, and I would say I didn't see anything except the bad and the ugly, nothing good about the CTM. So basically that's what I will be talking about. I think that the major problem that we as Palestinian civil society actors are facing in Palestine is mostly the U.S.-Israel alliance on what they call the war on terror, which has actually escalated and allowed Israel to go in escalating its violence without being held accountable. Their policies are continuing unabated on every level. On one hand, there is the violations and non-committing to even the roadmap or to any of any of its commitments without being held accountable. Like, for example, the roadmap very clearly called on Israel to stop expanding the settlement, for example, take out roadblocks. And what we have seen, for example, in the West Bank is that in this area of no more than 5,860 square kilometers, you have more than 553 roadblocks. And that's an increase of 47% since the roadmap. That's for roadblocks, military checkpoints and roadblocks. If we're talking about the expansion of the settlement, we are talking about a 60% expansion of the settlement since the roadblock. So there is a complete non-committal of Israel to its commitment, and at the same time there is it's not held accountable on the other level, and that's where the double standards come. On the other level, we have the problem of the U.S. and also Europe, but mostly U.S. All the time, putting sanctions and putting embargo on the Palestinians for almost everything, like for example for choosing democratically their representatives, and we were sanctioned for choosing our representative democratically. We have been put on international embargo for 3 years for again going to the votes. And all of these measures, of course, and especially this double standards, are really putting a lot of pressure on the civil society actors, which are trying to promote democratic practices in the Palestinian context, and having to deal all the time with these double standards. And of course, even as civil society actors, one of the major problems that we face are basically that we are also, many of us historically are coming from political parties, and political parties are the main makeup of the civil society in Palestine, and many of those parties due to the anti-terrorist acts supposedly the CTMs in the United States have been condemned as being a terrorist organization, but they are basically a resistance organization, and they are very prominent in Palestine as being resistance organizations. So we are facing this problem of again, the definition of who is a terrorist and who is actually condemned as a terrorist, while on one hand you have Israel as an occupation and it is conducting state-sponsored terrorism, and there is no, it's not held accountable for its act, while on the other hand you have the Palestinians fighting and resisting against the oppressive military occupation, and they are actually titled and labeled as terrorists and as extremists. What we have seen, for example, in the war on Gaza lately, and I don't know if anybody saw the New York Times today, this morning, they were, there was an article about the Israeli soldier testimonies to an academic organization and a military organic, academic organization, saying that they killed civilians while knowing that they are civilians. They knew that they are civilians. They gave an example of killing a woman with her two children, and then another incident. And I know, of course, of many other incidents when civilians were killed, and the Israeli military knew that they are actually civilian. There was one case in Khan Yunis where there was a man with his two children, and the three of them were actually injured, and the military would not allow the ambulances to come to their rescue, and then the two children died in the hands of their fathers, because they were kept for 24 hours without allowing the ambulance to come for their rescue. And so, I mean, there are so many cases as such where actually civilians were targeted, and still, according to the United States, this was defensive war, and Israel is allowed to defend itself, while the Palestinians are not really allowed to actually resist against occupation. So this double standards, again, like I said, puts us as civil society actors in a very, very difficult situation. The other issue that we have, the effect of the, of course, the CTMs is in funding, what kind of funding comes into to the occupied territories, and of course with the ATC, many of the good organizations were, the anti-terrorist certificate, many of the organizations were excluded, good organizations were excluded, and the ones who were getting the funding were, in many cases, corrupt organizations, but it was because they accepted to sign the ATC. And also the other problem was that in many cases, there were American organizations, for example, coming and implementing directly rather than going through local partners, which again was, complicating the situation because they weren't really abiding by the more or less the national development agenda. There are many other cases, but I'm sorry, I'll have to stop here. My time is out. Thank you.